This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. This is how Trump can take down big tech. The Achilles heel is the power grid, electricity. And there's a strategy for Trump to deny the tech giants access to electricity, which would instantly, you know, within milliseconds, shut down all their operations and stop them from carrying out crimes of treason and censorship against America. Now, that's the topic of this podcast. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. May 30th discussion. Trump has signed an executive order to really go to war with big tech over their extreme viewpoint discrimination, as it's called, or political censorship against the American people. It's malicious. It's illegal. It's deceptive what the tech giants are doing. And frankly, it's part of an act of warfare against the United States. It turns out that big tech is working for communist China, and communist China has already initiated a war with the United States by building and releasing a genetically engineered bioweapon out of their Wuhan virology lab. And this is having the desired impact that China wants it to have: the economic devastation, the social unrest, the dead Americans, over 100,000 dead in America, the weakening of the United States, all of these things. This was designed into the plan because China is at war with the United States, and China wants to expand its territory. It wants to invade Taiwan. It wants to take over the South China Sea. It's already basically taking over Hong Kong now with the new law that they just passed in China. They are also looking to invade and take over Japan and South Korea and other countries in the region. And one of the things stopping China is the United States and the U.S. Navy, by the way. The presence of the U.S. and the U.S. military might is what's stopping China from doing that. So China wants to take out the United States for a number of reasons. And the biological war weapon, the coronavirus, was launched against us in order to launch that war. But China has also taken over the tech giants, or I should say the tech giants have become complicit with China. They've surrendered to China to carry out the aims and the goals of the Communist Party, the CCP. So Google's working for the CCP against America to undermine America. Facebook is working for the CCP. Apple is working for the CCP. YouTube, Twitter, and so on. They're all enemies of the United States of America. So Trump has an opportunity to declare the tech giants to be enemy combatants. Once they are declared enemy combatants or engage in acts of sedition or treason, you know, during a time of war, to undermine the United States of America, which is what the tech giants are doing, Trump can simply have the, I guess it would be Department of Justice, maybe the State Department, or maybe just have the Pentagon go in and do it, but they can order the electric companies in California and other places to disconnect the power supply from Google, Apple, you know, Twitter, Facebook, and so on, their server farms. And once you disconnect the power supply, those operations have to either try to run on backup diesel fuel, which is extremely expensive to do, or they have to shut down. And so depriving them of electricity is a very easy way to stop them from committing crimes of treason against the United States of America. That's the Achilles heel of the entire tech industry, electricity. The other thing that Trump could do is order the fiber optics companies to shut off the fiber. You know, there are actually many ways. I mean, you could go in and you could have military police arrest the CEOs and seize the actual buildings. You could have the State Department seize the domain names of Google.com and Twitter.com and Facebook.com and so on. You could order the electric companies to shut off the electricity. And there are probably only a few substations in California that actually power most of the server farms for these companies. It'd be a simple matter for the president to order the electricity to be denied, because you wouldn't sell electricity to an enemy combatant who's operating in cooperation with a foreign enemy that is engaged in acts of war against the United States. They shouldn't be allowed to be connected to the U.S. power grid or even to use fiber optics. So there are many ways, many avenues that Trump can use to take them down and stop them from carrying out treason against these United States. Will Trump do that? Well, it's difficult for a lot of people to see that happening, but that's because you don't know yet that we're headed for a very sharp escalation of war with China and a war of, well, left-wing domestic terrorism in the United States itself. These wars are being, in fact, accelerated by big tech. Big tech is amping up the pro-violence and pro-rioting messages of the left-wing media while censoring the more rational, more truthful, more awakened messaging of independent media. And so it's not hard to make an argument that the tech giants are, in fact, actively engaged in efforts to undermine the United States, to cause civil unrest, and in fact, may be complicit in promoting domestic terrorism. If not, acts of war being waged by China, communist China, an enemy of the United States, an enemy of human freedom, by the way. And this is the mindset shift that is beginning to take place. You know, even just 2 or 3 years ago, most people did not see big tech as the enemy of humanity. Today, that position has really changed. A lot of people understand that big tech, the way they operate with the censorship and the tyranny and the blacklisting and the deplatforming, is incompatible with human freedom, that we cannot have a future where people are free if big tech continues to exist in its current form. The tech giants, the techno-fascists, they have to be taken down, defeated, abolished, dismantled. We have to treat this threat against humanity with a level of seriousness that we treated Nazi Germany and the Third Reich, or today, the rise of communist China. For humanity to ever be free, big tech must be abolished. Because think about where they are now. Big tech is saying that there's only one opinion that is allowed on every topic. And what opinion is that? It's the official government opinion. Well, not even government in some cases. It's the WHO. It's more like the Chinese government opinion. That's the only thing that's allowed. Well, how can humanity be free if we're not free to disagree with official opinions, especially on topics that matter, like, I don't know, 5G exposure or abortion or vaccine safety or GMOs, pesticides, border security, religion and Christianity, politics, all these issues, or exposing the Satanism of the left, their demonic ways and child sacrifice and child trafficking and all these things. How do you expose all this? Well, you can't if big tech is the gatekeeper of all debates and all conversations. If there's only one opinion that's allowed to be uttered, well, then we've already become communist China, you see. And that's not a coincidence, since communist China is behind big tech's actions in this manner. You know, it's an American idea to be able to disagree. It's an American idea to have free speech. It's an American idea to have more diversity of views and opinions. It's a communist China idea to have only one allowed opinion. Only one view is allowed. And in fact, to criminalize dissent, that's what the Chinese government does. They criminalize anyone who disagrees with the government. And if you disagree strongly enough, you might just disappear and have your organs harvested or end up in a prison camp in China. And that's what's coming to America soon if we don't defeat this evil regime of censorship and techno-fascism. We're going to end up with prison camps and gulags and organ harvesting and political executions in America, because everything that's happening now by the controllers, the leftist controllers and the globalists, is modeled after communist China. And that's why Trump, I know now, recognizes this. Trump is engaged in total war against the tech giants. And that's the way it has to be. I mean, yeah, cut off their electricity. Yes, arrest the CEOs. Yes, seize the domain names. If you have to, surround the headquarters of Facebook and Google with military soldiers. Arrest the top managers. Charge them with crimes against the United States of America. Charge them with election rigging. Charge them with civil rights violations. Charge them with conspiracy for their actions on behalf of communist China during a state of war with the United States. You know, there are so many ways to shut down big tech. Trump looks to me like he's in the process of heading in that direction. Whether he'll actually do those things is unknown. But Trump knows that everything is being done now to destroy him and to destroy America, to destroy freedom of speech. And the very existence of these tech giants is the enemy of human freedom. They cannot be allowed to continue to exist and operate if humanity is to ever be free. And that's why even we the people need to become aware of this. We the people need to demand action. We need to support our senators like Cruz and Hawley, who are calling for dismantling Section 230. We need to support President Trump in his efforts to defeat the deep state and defeat the techno-fascists. But also, we need to peacefully take to the streets. We need to, in my opinion, peacefully occupy and dismantle these evil corporations that stand as enemies against humanity. And maybe that day is coming. You know, we have a lot of riots right now, but they're rioting for different reasons. Wouldn't it be, and I'm not calling for riots, I don't agree with violence or property destruction, but wouldn't it be great if we were to peacefully occupy and abolish the great evils of our world today, which starts with Google? I mean, Google's Skynet, you know, big tech is Skynet. And if you don't dismantle Skynet, eventually Skynet exterminates humanity. And more people are waking up to this reality, to this realization. And it's about time. Well, this is what's happening right now. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com, naturalnews.com. Support my work, and I will continue to fight for humanity by raising awareness. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.